Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
The radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people to order the moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone? The weight of a stone, the light on a stone.
clouds are heavy, the sky gets darker, and pretty soon there's going to be a storm. You like to go out to take a walk, but you don't want to take the chance. Stormy weather can always come back. You know that life is made of ups and downs. You want to be safe without a worry about the others getting cold. Now the rain is really pouring, and you're home without a worry. You don't think you could be sharing
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
From the day you're born until the day you die, if you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain, a lot of heartache, blood, sweat, and tears. So many nights you lie awake crying, wondering, will the day ever come that you'll be able to rest? Will the day ever come that you'll be able to relax and just take life easy for a little while? Because it only lasts for a little while. But if you are one of the economically poor groups, you ain't gonna hardly have that time. While on the other hand, all the well-to-do rich folks just play, lay and play, having plenty of fun. So you work hard every day, getting a little pay. Then on weekends you got a couple of days that you can say, well, let's go out and have a little fun. I don't want to break my back no more this week. I'm going to wait till Monday and go back again. There's a river that runs along. It's been running along as long as life has been. And this river keeps on running. Just as life keeps on going. And the folks keep on working. Every day they work. From the day you're born till the day you die. If you're one of the poor ones, you just gotta work hard. A lot of pain, a lot of heartache, blood, sweat, and tears. So many nights you lie awake crying, wondering, will the day ever come that you'll be able to rest? Will the day ever come that you'll be able to relax and just take life easy for a little while? Because it only lasts for a little while. But if you are one of the economically poor groups, you ain't gonna hardly have that time. While on the other hand, all the well-to-do rich folks just play, lay and play, having plenty of fun. So, you work hard every day, getting a little pay. Then on weekends, you got a couple of days that you can say, well, let's go out and have a little fun. I don't want to break my back no more this week. I'm going to wait till Monday and go back again. There's a river that runs along. It's been running along as long as life has been. And this river keeps on running. Just as life keeps on going. And the folks keep on working. Every day they're working.
You're going to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
And then, of course, came those golden days.
I beg of you not to be comfortable.
Scientific tests prove.
I beg of you not to lean back and say, what a brave little old woman to talk about her sin.
Let your own taste be the judge. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove.
Yeah.
acid rock, progressive rock, kraut rock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... Pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children. La 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 la
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I don't believe it.
Well, 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 Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Hey, Harry, listen up. This is very important. Not all wizards are good.
My name is Voldemort, and I went to Hogwarts, but I left it for a darker side.
That sounds like him.
I gained a lot of power, and I gained a lot of strength, and then committed homicide.
Except for one kiss.
Now I'm back in the swing, and there's just one thing that I want for my very own. 'Cause I laugh and I chortle, but I won't be immortal till I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stutter and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Gonna see Lord
set, displaying everybody's dreams.
They got a unique spell that Nikki Flamel gave to Hogwarts as a loan. I ain't got nobody, but I'll have my party once I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a Quirrell. Use the strength to take over. See Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
Hey, I know how.
Quidditch match!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Harry, Hermione, Draco, and Ron search the dark forest in detention for a creature most beautiful, sure as you're born. 'Cause Voldemort drinks the blood of unicorns.
There's a bunch of little student preteen wizards who practice their magic tricks. They got a genuine Quidditch ball stadium for flying round on wooden sticks. They're no match for me, and as soon as we throw that three-headed dog a bone, he will still be sniffing, so the kids from Gryffindor can lead me to the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stud and teach a Quirrell. Use the strength to take over the world. Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone. Live forever with the Sorcerer's
Stoned for 8 of his 11 years, and his story is still widely told, how he battled with pure evil and he beat that Shrek-like troll while in the halls of Hogwarts. Through that forbidden third floor is the dust that once was Quirrell, former shell of Voldemort. And underneath, inscribed upon a broomstick made of wood, it says, "Beware of being the bad guy when there's nothing left."
Stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Universal
with Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up. So
gentlemen, this is Wayne at Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in